November in the NFL is a time to honor our military service men and women. And on Tuesday, the Broncos took a caravan to Buckley Air Force Base in Aurora as part of a USAA event.
I think you have to reflect back on what's really important in life, and these guys, these young men and women, serving our country and helping to ensure and protect our freedom is so important, and I think is so appreciated by so many people all over the country and around the world, and that includes the Denver Broncos.
The day started out with a meet and greet with the 169th Field Artillery Brigade.
It's just awesome to be part of this because my family's been in the military, in the Air Force for, I mean, since I was a youngster. So I know about when you get deployed and, you know, coming back and missing family, and it's hard.
Then some time at the Leadership and Development Center before heading over to check out some jets and helicopters.
You know, when I was a kid, I always wanted to be a fighter pilot, and, you know, just to see these guys and to check out some of their equipment and, you know, the stuff that keeps our country safe, it's really awesome.
Why do you feel it's important for the Broncos to be involved in the community and particularly here with the military?
I mean, because a lot of people, you know, look up to the Broncos. So, you know, if it can make someone's day for us to come out, whether it be, you know, the troops or really anybody, we're glad to do it. I mean, they support us, so we in return support them.
One of the coolest things the guys got to do was climb into a UH-60 Blackhawk like this that can hold up to 22,000 pounds.
It's just a phenomenal opportunity for us to be able to come out here and give a little bit of our time and just salute the people that given their time and their lives for us and to protect our country.
The day carried extra weight for DeMarcus Ware. This year, the Broncos nominated the 9-time Pro Bowler for the 2016 USAA Salute to Service Award for his ongoing support of the U.S. military.
You know, they look at us as the stars, and they watch us when they go home, but at the end of the day, they're the stars. They're who keep us safe, and just an honor to sort of go in their world. They, you know, sometimes they come to the football games, but to come on base, to see them dressed up, uniform, and to see what they do, it's just amazing.
The Broncos were very busy this week showing their military appreciation, not just at Buckley Air Force Base, but they also went down to Fort Carson in Colorado Springs and also hosted several events at the Broncos facility this week as it's Salute to Service Month in the NFL, and it's the Salute to Service game here in New Orleans. The Broncos one will be coming up in a couple of weeks, and the Broncos might be a little bit shorthanded here today, Mace, with some injury concerns.
Yeah, now, Kayvon Webster had a hamstring injury, of course. He didn't play last week, but he looked good to go this week. He practiced every day. Brandon Marshall, he's been dealing with an injury of his own. Looks like he's going to be good to go, though. But Aqib Talib and Derek Wolfe, they're not going to play. They didn't practice all week. Broncos are hoping to have them back for the Kansas City game in a couple of weeks after the bye. But when you're facing an offense explosive as New Orleans, with the one New Orleans has, pardon me, without two key starters like that, it's going to be pretty tough today, guys.
Yeah, Aqib Talib out last week. We saw the Raiders sort of pick on Bradley Roby a little bit. And the big one in the rushing game is the loss of Derek Wolfe.
Yeah, and that void is going to be filled by Adam Gatsis. Gatsis, of course, the rookie out of Georgia Tech. Coach Kubiak said this week, very happy with the way he filled in last week. He's still got a long ways to go, but very happy with the progress he's made so far this year. When the Broncos drafted Adam Gatsis, Matt Russell had said, you know, we were fortunate to get him in the second round because had he not had a knee injury, he might not have been there for the Broncos late in the second. And I think that, you know, while you never want to see somebody get an injury, it was a fortunate turn of events for these Denver Broncos. And one of the things that Gatsis talked about when he arrived here was the adjustment that he made to American life coming over from Australia. And he said, you know, the NFL game is similar to that adjustment. The guys are bigger, the guys are stronger, but just like when he came over to America the first time, he's adjusted well, and he's well on his way to making big progress.
Oh, just with everything, I think, you know, just being out there with, you know, all these guys in the NFL, you see game one, you're like, damn, these guys are really big. But now it's just like you're used to seeing these guys every week, you know, big 6'5", 6'7", you know, offensive tackles, guys that are 350 playing at guard and stuff. So you get used to seeing the size. That's probably the biggest thing. I'm just used to seeing the size now, and in the game slowing down for me a bit up front, you know, I can actually like play and not just be like crazy thinking every snap, just like making sure I'm doing the right thing, but just play freely. So
One big thing, guys, we've talked about, he needs to be a factor. Adam Gotsis, ready or not, needs to be a factor. But I do think that, like Trevor Siemian, he's very calm. Everybody makes the comparison to Siemian and says, you know, he's a guy cool under pressure. He's very calm in the huddle. Gotsis also has that presence. Nothing's too big for him. He just kind of goes with the flow. He's going to need that attitude here today.
Yeah, we heard Bill Kolar say this week that he's not quite ready. He still's got a long way to go, but you got to get those game reps to get to where you need to be. So Derek Wolfe, Aqib Talib out. We knew that heading into the game. Let's get to the rest of the Broncos inactives today. Quarterback Austin Davis, once again on the inactive list. Aqib Talib, like we mentioned. Juwan Thompson is down. Connor McGovern down. Billy Turner, Derek Wolfe. And then the big, kind of a surprise, Torian Nixon. Maybe not with Kayvon Webster coming up.
Yeah, that's the entire reason for that. If Webster's up, you're going to go with four cornerbacks. Really, I think the newsworthy item there is Juwan Thompson being inactive. That leaves the Broncos with only two running backs in Capri Bibbs and Devontae Booker. But all six wide receivers back. We haven't seen that six wide receivers up since last month. So Cody Latimer gets a jersey again. Obviously, they like what he can do on special teams, but also may factor into what they expect to be doing on offense. Maybe they're going to pass the ball a bit more today.
And Juwan Thompson being down, maybe that means that Andy Janovich's hand is healthier. He can catch a ball out of the backfield perhaps, but tough break for Nixon today.
Yeah, you know, the homecoming is what, you know, everybody had talked about, him and Doss. You could see the happiness on their face when people brought up New Orleans. So it is a tough moment for Nixon, I'm sure. But we just saw him over here. He doesn't seem too fazed by it.
He's got a fan club
right,
here.
has some Tulane faithful in the crowd, so he seems okay with it. But, you know, I think as he moves along, this is only his second or third week on the active roster. So I do think that as we move along, he might become more of a contributor. However, unfortunate for him today.
Yeah, it's a homecoming not just for him, but also Todd Davis, too.
Todd Davis, this is where Todd got his start as an undrafted free agent in New Orleans before coming over to the Broncos. His Super Bowl ring and his best moments, they all took place in Denver, but he will never forget what the city of New Orleans gave him. Broncos just arriving at the team hotel. Lucky to be joined now by Todd Davis. And Todd, you are very familiar with New Orleans. This is where you got your NFL start. Coming off the plane, a lot of memories. Are they flooding back to you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's great to be back here. This is where it all started for me. I mean, I passed the hotel that I stayed at during camp, and so it definitely brings back a lot of memories. Saw them in my old apartment. I'm just glad to be back.
Is it what was your experience like here? I know most of your accomplishments as a player have been with the Denver Broncos, but what was it like getting your start here?
You know, it's fun. It's a great city. I mean, the fans are amazing, and they definitely love their team. It was just a great opportunity for me to be able to start here. But I love being in Denver now. I can't wait to get this win tomorrow.
So speaking of tomorrow, last week the Broncos defense struggled a little bit in the run game, as defending the run, I should say. What are some of the things that you guys talked about this week to make sure, you know what, we're going to tighten things up this week?
I think it's just assignment sound. I think we just focused on doing our job and doing it better. I think a lot of the miscommunications and the things that broke out last week were just one person not being in their assignment at one time, and it accidentally, you know, led to something else. So I think we just focused on being assignment sound and being focused.
You know how much of a grind the NFL schedule can be. How important is it to get a win before a bye week like you guys have coming up next week?
It's huge. I think it gives you momentum, not only for this week, but the rest of the season. You know, leading into the bye week, you feel that energy, you feel prepared. You go home, you don't necessarily rest, but you get your body right, and you get ready and prepare for the next half of the season.
We look forward to seeing you at the Superdome tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thank you.